Well, hello everybody, and welcome to a Park Hoppers Live. I'm all by myself this week. Park Hopper Sid is sick, so I'm all by myself here. But I have friends. Say hello, friends. Okay, so we just had the tacos at the table. I'll take those out for hands, actually. That's awesome. So we're here at House of Blues here at Disney Springs, and we're celebrating the beers and brews. So check out our beers and barbecues. So check out, these are the brisket tacos. I've had them before. They're amazing. So I'm going to give these to you guys to let you disseminate those. And then coupled with that, we also have the Sandbar Sunday from Isla Mirada Brewing Company. I've been to Isla Mirada, and I've been to the Isla Mirada Brewing Company, and it's a pretty cool place, so check that out. They also have a couple things out on the outdoor bar area. So anyway, that's who we are. My name is Park Hopper John. I'm so glad that you are here. If you would like to come to www.parkhoppers.com and check us out there. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at www.parkhoppers. I forgot to turn the notifications off, so I'll be getting texts all night. So Park Hopper Sid is sick. She's not here tonight, so it's just me, kids. You're stuck with me reading the news for Disney this week. So glad you were here. By the way, I've been gone for 3 weeks. Where was I? Hey, Christy. What's up, Beverly? Where was I? I was taking care of my mom up in Ohio. She had a heart surgery. She's doing really, really well. And so it's great to go away. It's great to take care of her. It's good to be back. I'm so glad to be back home. So we got that going on. And we want to make sure, I mention this again, if you haven't gotten a chance to grab yourself a copy of the Disney bucket list book, go to www.parkhoppers.com/House of Blues, all one word, and you can save on shipping and handling, because we're going to cut shipping and handling, and the book's only going to be $10. House of Blues. Yeah, House of Blues. Yeah, and next week, I'll go ahead and tell you, out of the gate, we're going to be at the Art Smith's Homecoming. Not Homecoming, Homecoming. There's no G on the end of that. So anyway, so make sure if you guys are here at the end of this, we're going to do a little bit of Q&A. So how are the tacos? Divine? Good? Tacos good? All right, two thumbs up from two professional taco eaters, so we should be good to go. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the news for the week. I'll do my best. I love that Simple Man is playing. It's one of my favorite tunes from Lynyrd Skynyrd, although I don't know if that's Skynyrd playing it. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into it, guys. Hey, David, what's up, buddy? If you are coming to Epcot, KidCot, which is where you can go around to the different countries and World Showcase if you're a kid, or if you like to play like you're a kid, you used to get a Duffy cutout on a stick. You can go around and get different stickers, and you can get cast members from all around the world to sign it. Not anymore, anybody. We're doing something completely different. So we're going to say goodbye to that, because what they've started doing at the Fun Stops is a traveler's card. They have traveler cards from all over the different World Showcase pavilions. And because we have a new sponsor, Ziploc, you get a Ziploc baggie with a little handle on it that you can keep all your cards in. It's very cute. So you can go check that out. Previously, you guys got that cut out of Duffy. And that was great, but now you can collect all the different cards, the little badges, and you can keep them in your little Ziploc pouch. That makes me so excited. That's interesting. I think it's Disney's very interesting in the things that they're doing. They went from glasses and stuff for the annual pass holders to buttons. Now they've gone to magnets. So you used to get a Duffy on a stick, now you get a Ziploc bag. So cross promotion, everybody. So the biggest excitement for me, and for the people at the table here, they're going to appreciate this, is, have you guys heard of Magical Dining? You guys heard of Magical Dining Month? Okay. Magical Dining Month starts in September. Actually, technically, it starts on August 24th and runs all the way through to September 30th. And some of the premier restaurants from all over Orlando participate. VisitOrlando.com puts it on. And what you do is you go to the restaurant, and it's a $35, usually a three-course meal, Doesn't include drinks, usually doesn't include alcohol. But you get three courses, appetizer, entree, and a dessert. And it's a great way to try restaurants from all over Orlando that you might not have tried. And we've got a lot of representation from Disney. No Disney theme park or Disney resort restaurants are taking place in this. Only Disney Springs locations. But we also have like the Swan and Dolphin and the Hilton Bonnet Creek and the Hilton Palace and the Hilton Buena Vista. They're all taking part in that as well. So you can come to Il Molino at the Swan, Morimoto Asia here at Disney Springs, Paddlefish at the Disney Springs, and then Tony Casanova's favorite, Ravello. You gotta go to Ravello. It's truly amazing. STK Orlando, which pound for pound is the best bargain because you're getting an a la carte steak dinner for $35. It's pretty good. Terralina Crafted Italian, which is a brand new Italian restaurant here at Disney Springs. You also can go to Todd English's Blue Zoo. Wine Bar George is participating. I will say reservations are suggested, but not necessarily required. Some of these places do allow walk-ins, but if you want to make sure that you get a good seat and get dinner, you definitely want to make a reservation. So, what do you guys think? Are there any places, if you've already been on the menu for Magical Dining, are there any places that you just got to go to? Have you checked this out this year? They just posted it the other day. So, I was shocked. STK, yeah. Now, the thing about STK, I'll fill you guys in. STK has like a fish dish and a vegetarian dish, and then it has like an 8-ounce strip steak. But for a small nominal fee, you can upgrade your steak. So you can get a full-on dry-aged porterhouse for $30 on top of the $35 you're spending. So what you would normally spend for the steak, you're getting a three-course meal and the steak. So I think that's pretty good for me. I'd be doing that. So check that out. You can go to visitorlando.com. Check that out. You can also go to Park Hoppers, www.parkhoppers.com. We have a link. You can check out that story as well. So tacos still good? You're eating the tacos? Yeah? All right. It's not burning on you? You good? All right. So one thing I did want to let you know before we move on, we are bolstering up our shop over at www.parkhoppers.com/shop. I created some new items. I haven't gotten them on the shop yet, but we've got some Park Hopper swag. We got logo t-shirts, we got logo mugs, we got logo travel mugs, and we've got some Disney theme park theme stuff that I'm creating. It's very nice, very nice. So that should be on the site by next week. So go check that out. And if you are doing any shopping in Amazon, it's Prime Day still going on, right? Is that still going on, or has it crashed Amazon yet? Wow. Yeah. I know, I was trying to buy something and it crashed. So if you're going to go to Amazon and spend money anyway, one of the things that we would encourage you to do is go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon, and it won't affect your experience other than you're putting in a different address, but it lets Amazon know that you came through our link, and that'll help us out with a couple extra bucks, and that helps us out big time. It doesn't cost you anything, but it does help us out, and we certainly appreciate it. So one thing I think that we should all think about is, have you guys heard of the Fairy Tale Fireworks Cruises? No? Oh my gosh, Fairy Tale Fireworks Cruises. And they're available now to book beginning October 21st. So Magic Kingdom Fireworks Spectaculars, you can watch those from one of the amazing ferries that go back and forth on Seven Seas Lagoon. So when you add that with the stellar selection of signature treats, specialty drinks, both non and alcoholic, themed with the amazing fireworks from the Magic Kingdom, you've made a great fairy tale fireworks experience. So dates have been added beginning October 21st and are available but now by going to 407-WDW-DINE. Fairy tale fireworks, a sparkling dessert cruise, takes place on select nights during those dates. And admission is a little steep. It's $99 per adult and $69 per child. So It's a great experience, but it's not cheap. So, and speaking of great experiences that aren't cheap, let's go ahead and talk about New Year's Eve at the Contemporary Resort. This is a big deal. New Year's Eve is always a big time here at Disney, and the Contemporary Resort has several amazing experiences you can take part of. One of them is their New Year's Eve, mainly for families and kids, and then they have two different events for adults. Buckle up, kids. This is not going to be an easy ride. So if you want to count down to midnight over at Disney Springs. If you want to count down to midnight over at the Contemporary Resort, they've got some unique ways that you can ring in the new year. All the entertainment, all the food and other refreshments, plus amazing viewing for the Magic Kingdom fireworks. All of that is included in all of these events, but you need to choose and choose wisely. If you have kids, you may want to look at the Pixar Party, which is a New Year's Eve celebration going from 8 p.m. until 12:15 a.m. sharp. No, I'm not ordering anything else. So this year, you can welcome 2019 in with Festa Family, friendly fun, through some childhood joys during the Pixar Party, a New Year's Eve celebration at Disney's Contemporary Resort. Sarge from the animation Pixar Animation Studios Toy Story films will welcome you as you arrive. Once inside, you'll discover spaces that have been transformed with scenes from many of your favorite Pixar films. Being enveloped in the worlds of various Pixar films like Inside Out. Are you guys getting more food? Okay, cool. Pixar films like Inside Out, The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, and Up. They'll also be doing meet and greets with those characters, which is great. Kids activities, including boot camp with Sarge. I'd be into that. Pixar face painting. I would not be into that. And balloon artists. So you're spending all this great money for Disney, and they have a balloon guy, which you can get on at any restaurant on the tourist strip in Orlando. They'll have an interactive DJ spinning radio hits from his Cars-inspired DJ rig, which that's pretty cool. You'll have an incredible dinner buffet, but it's geared towards families, so check out the menu. You'll love this. Thyme chicken breast, which all kids love. Wally's pan-seared mahi-mahi, because you know that Wally was a fish person. Rex's Manhattan filet. Sully's beet white cheddar baked mac and cheese. You can also build your own salad, because what kid doesn't want salad on New Year's Eve? Then they'll have an incredible selection of desserts, kid favorites like chicken fingers and mac and cheese, of course, plus a viewing of the fireworks. What will this set you back, you might ask? This is going to set you back, whether you're an adult or you're a child, $190 per person. A family of four, it's going to be $800 just for this event. No hotel room, no driving to and from. That seems like a lot. Hey, Amy, what's going on, guys? All right, so the next thing is the first adult event. It's the smaller adult event, which is their countdown to midnight. And this is one where they want you to dress up and come to the party during the countdown to midnight. An evening filled with dinner, dancing, and enchantment in the Fantasia Ballroom. So you can come discover the world sparkling with magic. Everything from a Mickey Mouse mirror ball to Disney character topiaries. And there's going to be a live band as well as a DJ. That's pretty cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. There's going to be Cheftainment, featuring select menu of inspired dishes from some Disney signature dining restaurant. So you'll have different chefs creating the amazing signature recipes from all over the world of Disney. A special appearance by Mickey and Minnie Mouse. That's a plus. And at the end of the night, you're invited out to the porte-cochere, which is the front covered area where you'll be able to get a flute of champagne and watch the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. Now, tickets for this event are a little bit more expensive than the Pixar Family Fun event. They're $275 per person, including tax and gratuity. But wait, there's more. If you want to get the creme de la creme of all that Disney has to offer on New Year's Eve, then you want to definitely go for the Ink and Paint Club experience. Now, the other adult event starts at 8 p.m. and goes till 12:15. This event starts at 7 p.m. and goes till 12:15 a.m. You get an extra hour as a VIP, and this VIP enhanced event is in a location next to the Fantasia Ballroom, and this reception brings you in just before the opening of the other event. Ink and Paint Club guests will step back into a vintage Disney animation inspired room with the silver chairs, metallic tables, and references to classic Disney animated films. Ticketed guests can visit the lounge throughout the evening, starting with a featured reception starting at 7 o'clock. So when you get the ticket for this event, you can go between rooms, the regular event and the Ink and Paint event, and you can have the food there as well as the special drinks. In this Ink and Paint experience, you get photo opportunities with Mickey Mouse and a unique Disney animation backdrop. There's a plus. A pianist is there providing entertainment, because who doesn't want that? Chef stations featuring king crabs, tuna tartare, sheep's milk, ricotta, gnocchi, cocktails, champagne, cordials, and more. That's all included with admission. So basically, for you, this is an open bar situation. Reserve seating at the Disney Countdown to Midnight party, which opens at 8. And then Disney Ink and Paint Club is only available as part of the enhanced ticketed event. So you get both the Ink and Paint experience, as well as the Countdown to Midnight experience. So you get both experiences in one, and this will only set you back a mere $450 per person. That's it. That's $450 per person. So $900 for a couple. There's no hotel room included. There's all the food and alcohol that you can consume until 12:15. If this is something that you would be into and can afford, please let us know how it goes. Take some pictures. Shoot us some emails. I don't think I'm going to be going for this event. I think this is a little out of my price range. But there's going to be a lot of people that do this. This is going to be a fun event. So you've got three options. You got the family fun event, you got the adult event, and you've got the adult event with the add-on experience. So a lot of really cool things, and it's just now July, so there's going to be a ton more of really cool opportunities that come out. But we know that the events at the Contemporary fill up really quick, because that is some of the premier viewing for the Magic Kingdom fireworks. I think that the California Grill is completely closed that night for private events. And I don't even want to think about how expensive those tickets are. Tony and I were talking about it the other day, and he said that it was pretty expensive. So what's up, Ramon? How you doing, buddy? So that's what's going on. If you've got any questions or comments, we're going to be doing Q&A here in just a second. If you've got questions about what we've talked about, please leave us a comment. Shoot us an email at parkhopperjohn@www.parkhoppers.com. You can also find us at the website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all at www.parkhoppers.com. Now, hopefully next week, Park Hopper Sid will be back to normal. She'll be healthy, and she will be here because, you know, I haven't done this alone in so long. Jeez, it's been forever. I miss you guys too, man. I miss you. I can't wait to see you, my friend. But next week, we're going to be at Art Smith's Homecoming. So we're going to be doing that from there, enjoying the Brews and Barbecue event. I want to thank House of Blues for letting us in eventually. Hopefully it wasn't too loud. Hope you guys enjoyed the experience. But if you really want a taste of New Orleans, House of Blues is great. If you're coming here for a show, definitely book early and come to the restaurant. They got a great bar, great selection of food, and the wait staff is usually pretty friendly. So next week at Art Smith's, we want to make sure that you come visit us and grab a copy of our Disney bucket list, www.parkhoppers.com/House of Blues, all one word. So that's it. Make sure that you come back next week, and make sure that you visit www.parkhoppers.com for Parks One World and everything in between. And we will see you next week.